So, if somebody criticizes us, and even if we don't verbally retaliate, but still the mind is in full form retaliating, isn't it? So, at that time, if we are committing offenses, is that offensive? See, there are various degrees at which offenses can be seen. The really serious offenses are those which are done with malicious intention. That means I don't like that someone is so good. I don't like that they are praised. And I do something to pull them down. That is very serious. And that is what we should avoid. So if we see the severe reactions coming in the scriptures to offenses, that is when people were very innately envious of someone else. And they did something to drag them down. During the routine course of life, there can be some frictions. And when there are frictions, there will be some emotions that erupt. No, it is not that those are considered serious offenses. Now, we should try to avoid thinking negatively about devotees or hurting devotees. Then that is what we should try to do as sadhakas, as want to move advance in bhakti. But that is not a serious offense. So we shouldn't go around in devotee community constantly fearful, you know, whom I'm going to offend now. It's not like that. So the scripture often gives us a wide range of statements. So we have to learn to see the context. It is said at one level, it is said that to see a devotee and not feel happy, that is offense. But, you know, if you're going to the routine course of life, then it's possible. You know, we may not feel happy if some devotee, now somebody comes and approaches us, you know, what is he going to tell me now? You know, we start feeling fearful. We don't feel happy at that time. That's not a serious offense. The idea is the whole purpose of offense is to avoid things that harm the relationship and do things that strengthen the relationship. So within that, the real serious offenses are those which are done with malicious intention to pull down somebody else. But in the course of routine action, even if at the level of the mind, certain negativities come up, they're not to be taken very seriously. Actually speaking, no, we cannot see each other's thoughts. And that is one of the greatest tools by which we can maintain relationships. If we all could start seeing each other's thoughts, you think like this? You know, we would not be able to maintain any relationship. So in that sense, Krishna has given us that protector, that the mask or the covering by which people cannot see each other's emotions. He has given us that protection by which the relationship is not ruined. So what we have to do is, okay, things may come in the mind, but let them not come out in words and actions. So of course, if we keep entertaining something in the mind habitually, then that will come out. So if we find that, you know, whenever I see a particular devotee, I start having negative thoughts about that. I start having critical thoughts about that devotee. Then we may need to do something to at least bring that negativity down. Maybe interact with some devotee who has a lot of appreciation for that devotee. Find out, you know, okay, my mind is always seeing negative about that person. See, everybody has negative, everybody has positive. So, yes, it's not that I can wish away the negativity that is there in others. But I don't have to obsess on that. So if we associate with somebody who appreciates that devotee, we get to know they're positive. And then that habitual negativity we can avoid. And gradually, at least, so the negative thoughts in the mind may come, the aggressive, offensive thoughts may come also. But if we don't cultivate them, then they won't express themselves. And it is not that we can ever become unemotional. Emotions are natural to the human condition. In fact, emotions are not just natural to the human condition. They are natural to the soul. But we need to process the emotions so that we express those emotions which take us closer to Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.